From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is slamming BP executives and other companies for pointing fingers over who's responsible for the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
This is a responsibility that all of us share. The oil companies share it, the manufacturers of this equipment share it, the agencies and the federal government in charge of oversight share that responsibility. I will not tolerate more finger-pointing or irresponsibility.
After meeting with his cabinet at the White House, the president also vowed to step up drilling oversight by the government. The administration is barring new permits for offshore drilling until a federal safety review is complete. The spill stems from a rig explosion last month that killed 11 workers off the Louisiana coast. It now threatens several Gulf Coast states and long-term ecological problems. Al-Qaeda in Iraq says it's named a new minister of war who is vowing to keep up attacks in Iraq. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, this follows the killing of two top Al-Qaeda leaders last month.
According to the site intelligence group, which monitors jihadist website activity, the Al-Qaeda affiliate known as the Islamic State of Iraq posted the announcement yesterday. The statement named Al-Nasser Ladin Abu Suleiman as its minister of war. Suleiman declared that long nights and dark days soaked with blood lie ahead for Iraq and claimed that the latest campaign of violence had already begun. Scores of Iraqis were killed and hundreds wounded in a series of attacks Monday across the country. Officials said some of the attacks were relatively complex and coordinated operations. A joint U.S. and Iraqi security force raided a safe house north of Baghdad in mid-April, killing two top al-Qaeda leaders, Abu Omar al-Baghdadi and the group's previous minister of war, Abu Ayyub al-Masri. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
At least seven people are dead from the latest wave of violence in the Thai capital. Troops opened fire on anti-government protesters in a bid to throw a security cordon around their protest site in Bangkok. California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger plans to unveil a revised budget plan for the coming fiscal year, with a deficit estimated to be near $20 billion. Budget watchers expect something ugly, as Rachel Meyer reports from KQED in San Francisco.
California's economy is picking up, but unemployment remains high, 12.6%, and nobody expects taxes to plug a $20 billion budget gap. Personal income tax revenue in April came in about 30% below projections. The governor and Republican lawmakers have vowed not to raise taxes this year. That leaves budget cuts, and after years of budget cuts, the possible elimination of safety net programs that serve the state's disabled, seniors, single mothers, foster youth, and children from low-income families. Democrats dominate the state legislature, but they need a two-thirds vote, including Republicans, to pass a budget. State leaders have lobbied Washington for an extra $6.9 billion.
This is NPR News. The head of China's government says social tensions are behind a wave of recent school attacks. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that 11 children remain hospitalized after an attacker killed 9 children and 2 adults on Wednesday.
Premier Wen Jiabao told Hong Kong's Phoenix TV last night that China's government is concerned about the recent spate of schoolyard violence. Besides beefing up security, Wen said, people need to think about the underlying social causes. Social problems and disputes need to be resolved, he said, and mediation at the grassroots level needs to be strengthened. State media report that many Chinese cities stepped up security at kindergartens and elementary schools. Beijing deployed hundreds of security guards with batons and tear gas. Shanghai required parents to have passes to enter their children's schools. And police in Changsha, the capital of Hunan province, patrolled around campuses with submachine guns. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The Dow is dealing with a triple-digit loss as investors continue to be concerned about a growing debt crisis in Europe. Last check, the Dow was down more than 160 points at 10,621, NASDAQ down 57 at 2,337, and the S&P 500 down 23 at 1134. Retail sales are up for a seventh straight month. The Commerce Department's reporting today a jump of 0.4% in April, and that's exceeding economists' expectations. Analysts say they're also seeing a jump in consumer spending, which accounts for about 70% of economic activity in the U.S. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.